It's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town. When the fat lady sings, dancing, bows, and circus sounds. And it's a real fine day when the circus comes to town.
Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. It's probably the most highly arranged string band in history. But that might be because it's not only a string band, but a theatrical troupe whose leader, Eli Hain, is in a circus. Eli, there's a lot going on in the song, A Real Fine Day When the Circus Comes to Town.
Well, the song starts off with this fairly up-tempo piece that just kind of makes you want to go to the circus. And it makes you feel like you're going to dance almost. It then segues into a little circus music. So if you've ever gone to one of the small circuses around southern Minnesota as they travel through, you hear the barkers trying to get you over to look at, you know, the snakes or whatever they have. And then you also have the ringmaster, you know, who's kind of introducing the trapeze artists and all of that.
Eli Hain is here. His group is called Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. Who is this Captain Gravitone?
Captain Gravitone is a fictional superhero with real superpowers. And like most fictional superheroes, he doesn't really exist. But he does have the power to manipulate gravitons, which are the elemental units of gravity. And by doing this, he can make things heavy or make things light. He has the ability to travel through time and to go to parallel universes as well. Always trying to help humankind. Sometimes he gets into ethical dilemmas because he's very cognizant of being of changing things, changing something in a future time or past time that has an impact on us. He doesn't want unintended consequences when he's trying to help the old lady across the street, for example.
Take me far away in your time machine. Take me far.
We're speaking with Eli Hain of Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. You play the five-string banjo, but this is no bluegrass band. You use it as a launching pad musically for different kinds of musical ideas you have.
Yes. I started out on the banjo listening to Earl Scruggs, as most people did. I always had an interest in lots of different genres of music. I've been interested in jazz, I've been interested in rock, blues, things of that nature. And it always struck me that the banjo wasn't really made for those things. So I've worked really hard at trying to create a sound that works in different genres.
like Elephants at My Circus, which is kind of jazzy.
Yeah, there's some jazzy elements in it. It's also very, I think it's more of a, almost more of a rock tune in some places. And then there's a part where there's an instrumental in there that gives us a place to do some interesting improvisation.
I've got apples in my orchard. All the songs that I have sung. And there's apples in my orchard. Look, can you hear us picking some? Well, there's elephants at my circus. You can see them in the tree. There's elephants at my circus. Can you hear the calliope?
Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra, a comic strip approach to the string band that is equal parts serious and circus. The web address is CaptainGravitone.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
It's a real fine day when the circus comes.